Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Mix and match 2 for $5 scratch-made biscuits at Bojangles. It's bow time.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111.
301-1111. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs. But the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more. And you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You know, the Ravens are wasting the best defense in football. I mean, I don't know whether people realize this. The Bengals had just over 200 yards. That's right. Joe Burrow and all those receivers, they had just over 200 yards in that game the other day. They were completely shut down. I think they had 235 yards of total offense. I mean, the Ravens are the best defense in the National Football League. It's not even close. And it's being wasted. It's being wasted. So there's that. Texas says if Baltimore is out, change the option to any other team. Well, maybe. Texas said biggest NFL bust, Jamarcus Russell could throw 80 yards on his butt. True. That's my point. Yeah, that's my point. Jamarcus Russell could throw a football 90 yards, but he couldn't play quarterback. because he, you know, had no interest in learning how to play the position. Film study was out, and maybe a few other more things. I don't know. All those things. Tess said, who would you rather have in their prime? Lamar Jackson or Cam Newton? I mean, look, I think Lamar is incredibly talented. I think he's the most gifted athlete to ever play the position in the National Football League. I mean, the man runs like Gale Sayers. I think he's an even better athlete than Michael Vick. And I don't think there's anything he can't do. I think part of the problem in Baltimore is, you know, I just don't think they've surrounded him with enough playmakers, particularly at wide receiver. I mean, having a tight end isn't enough. You know, they haven't had enough playmakers around him. And, you know, realize what happened with Josh Allen when they went away from like 5'7" wide receivers and when they actually got him a normal human size, elite, proven NFL wide receiver in Diggs. Well, he immediately exploded. The Ravens have not done that for Lamar. And I think that's part of the problem. You know, let me give you a good example. And this speaks, honestly, this speaks to Clemson football too. It speaks to the need to get Cade receivers, either for these guys to grow up in a hurry and develop overnight, or to replace some of them if needed. That you have to supply these quarterbacks even when talented with receivers. Now, we know why Aaron Rodgers didn't get receivers this year, because Aaron Rodgers only cared about himself and the $59 million he was going to make. That's all he cared about. And then he whines about it after he gets paid $59 million. You know, he cares so much about his buddy Adams until it came time for Aaron to get paid. And then Aaron went church mouth silent, didn't say a friggin' word while they shipped his alleged buddy Adams off to the Raiders. Aaron did not say a single stinking word, because the only thing Aaron cared about was getting $59 million this year. That's all he cared about, because he's the most selfish player in modern times. And so that's all that mattered to him. But you saw what happened when he didn't have receivers. You saw what happened. You know, look at the Kansas City Chiefs, all right? I know they let Hill walk, but they immediately replace him with a bunch of other guys. The Chiefs know that their bread is buttered, cliche alert, with Patrick Mahomes. And so they're always going to make sure that Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Is he perfect? No. But he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But the Chiefs are going to make sure that he's always fully funded. That's what they do first. They make sure that they have weapons for Mahomes to throw the ball to. That's what you should do. When Peyton Manning was quarterback in the Colts, the first thing the Colts always did was they drafted wide receivers. They had Peyton Manning. They wanted to make sure that they were always going to have wide receivers. It's not enough to have an elite quarterback and not have receivers or not have an offensive line. It's not enough. It's not enough. So, yeah, I mean, I think Lamar Jackson can absolutely win a Super Bowl tomorrow. I have no doubt about it. I just think he needs the right coaching. And clearly, there's just going to be a divorce there. Those if they were going to pay him, they're cheap. If they were going to pay him, they would have paid. This is about guaranteed money, okay? Lamar apparently wants like 5 years guaranteed money, and he wants Deshaun Watson kind of money. And he wants it guaranteed like Deshaun Watson got. See, the Browns broke the system. The Browns gave Deshaun Watson a ridiculous contract that he never should have been given. Never. Never. You never should have guaranteed him that kind of money. The NFL hadn't written any contracts like that before. So now everyone wants a contract like that. Well, look, what the NFL teams need to say to all these quarterbacks is, look, they were invincibly stupid. We can't be invincibly stupid. We can't guarantee everything, because if something happens, we can't run a franchise. There should be some sort of little happy medium you can get to, but there doesn't seem to be. And if there was, they would have reached it long ago. So he's 100% gone. The Texas said the Jags immediately went out and got Trevor some weapons. Right. That's what you have to do when you have a quarterback. And the Ravens have just not done a good enough job to that. Texas says Jackson to the Saints. Yeah, look, I think that's very much alive. I mean, if you're betting on a division, that would be the division you bet on, because it's quite conceivable all four teams need a quarterback. Text said the receiver from TCU went into the transfer portal. Oh, okay, I'll get that in a little bit. Mr. An Offender says Lamar to the Tennessee Titans. Tannehill out, Lamar in. Yeah, that would work. Look, that football team still is pretty good. They're pretty salty defensively. I mean, look, they went to Jacksonville that last game of the regular season, and they stoned the Jags offense. They did nothing. Jacksonville did nothing. Trevor, Travis, that whole offense did nothing against Tennessee. I mean, they couldn't even get a first down the second half. And then, you know, you had the great Tennessee meltdown where they gifted the touchdown, and the rest is history. But, yeah, no, I would buy that. Yeah, did we have Tennessee on that list? Oh, we should have. See, that's the dilemma with only having 8 spots. We used to have 4. I'm complaining about 8. Tennessee is a team that absolutely needs to be on that list. Yeah, 100%. You know, now look, they have a fairly talented young quarterback, but if you can get Lamar Jackson, you have to bypass all that. If you can get Lamar and someone's going to, you have to bypass that. Texas says Lamar to my Niners. You know, Ramona, let me tell you something. That's the scariest proposition that anybody has mentioned. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if Lamar Jackson went to the San Francisco 49ers, everybody else can forget it. You can just forget it. I don't care who you are. Kansas City, Buffalo, you can forget it. If you put Lamar Jackson on that team with those weapons and Shanahan's coaching, he's the missing link. I mean, he's the guy who can take all that talent and put it all together and make everybody else want to go home. I mean, the thought of that is actually sort of scary to me. Because I think you could just give them the NFC every year. I mean, that's for sure. They'd be playing for the Super Bowl every single year. And, I mean, as long as this roster stays similarly constructed, and I have every reason to think it will. I think that front office is really sharp. I think Shanahan is a brilliant coach. If you gave Lamar Jackson to the 49ers, look out. Tess said Shanahan made Matt Ryan into an MVP. That's true. See, that's all true. And he would have the greatest raw material, the greatest clay to sculpt ever in Lamar Jackson. They said Baltimore can have Purdy. See, the 49er fans already all in on this idea, Ramona.
Yeah.
49er fans are like, oh, yeah, Lamar. San Francisco, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm telling you right now, and you know what? Shanahan favors a mobile quarterback, too. He favors that element. You get him coaching Lamar. I mean, Lamar basically has been without offensive coaching since he arrived in Baltimore. They put together a running-based offense for Lamar that basically has no receivers and has one tight end. And that's just not enough. Shanahan has kept some of his quarterbacks in quarterback jail, like wet noodle. He's had to keep these guys in jail. It's the only chance he had to win. He's the only guy I've ever seen take a team to a Super Bowl despite the quarterback. I mean, there have been some others that haven't been great, like Trent Dilfer, etc. But this dude played keep away from his own quarterback in the playoffs. I mean, Shanahan knew what was up. He played, he tried everything he could to keep the ball out of that scrub's hand because he knew that the only way he was ever going to win and get to and possibly win a Super Bowl was if he basically shut that dude down and tried to win by circumventing him. That's a tough task in a league that's all about quarterback play. That man's a genius. I mean, he's turned Brock Purdy into something that looks like an elite quarterback. And I'm sorry, Brock Purdy isn't. You know, is he better than Mr. Irrelevant? Maybe. But he's basically a short, pudgy guy who plays quarterback. And Shanahan has turned him into something that looks like an all-league player through six or seven games now. That's about Shanahan and about those weapons. And look, I give Purdy some credit. He at least can throw a football more than 10 yards that the other guy couldn't because the Niners offense suddenly is stretching the field and they weren't doing that at all before. And the Niners have remembered who George Kittle is and they had forgotten who he was completely. So yeah, I mean, there's no question that Purdy has been a better option and a better piece for Shanahan to work with. But I'm with these texters, Ramona, on the Adams Coverview text line. If Shanahan can turn Matt Ryan into an MVP, and he did, if Shanahan can turn Brock Purdy, who never made a big play in his life at Iowa State in the 17 years at the school, if Shanahan can turn Brock Purdy into what looks like an elite quarterback, if Shanahan could somehow get to a Super Bowl with Wet Noodle by circumventing his own quarterback to do so, what would he do with Lamar? And the answer is he would do amazing, amazing things with Lamar. I have zero doubt about that. So, yeah, I think that would be I think that would be a very scary proposition for everybody else. Good luck beating them if they get Lamar Jackson. But someone's going to. And like we said, maybe it will be a surprise. And yeah, just the thought of that. I mean, when the tester first wrote me that, I'm like, wow. And I'm thinking, oh, that would be really bad for everybody else. Hey, look, I'm excited to let our listeners know about a new advertising partner that's making a huge impact here in the upstate, Clemson Paw Partners. Clemson Paw Partners is an animal welfare organization that raises funds through the help of local businesses and our community to help save the lives of animals through low-cost spay-neuter programs and providing other necessary medical care to animal owners that otherwise could not afford their care. All staff except vets and vet techs are 100% unpaid volunteers with big hearts for helping animals in our community. The good news is you can help. It's easy to do so. Visit ClemsonPawPartners.org today and give whatever your heart leads, whether it's $5 or $5,000. Clemson Paw Partners utilizes every single penny of your donation to help animals in need right in our community. You can even donate as a business. Sign up on their website. If you don't have the funds to spare, give your time and help. Clemson Paw Partners care for these animals that don't have a voice and can't speak for themselves. What a great cause. This is an incredible cause. Great people. Great way to serve the community that you live and work in. ClemsonPawPartners.org. Follow them on Facebook for updates. Tell them I sent you. And by the way, this year, Clemson Paw Partners is partnering with Pickens County Meals on Wheels to deliver dog and cat food to elderly pet owners in need. Donate cat or dog food directly to Clemson Paw Partners at 115B Commons Way in Central, and it will be delivered by Meals on Wheels. I promise you'll thank me later. Do it. You'll feel great about yourself. You'll help in your community. Just a tremendous cause. Great people. Great work there. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
A leg and thigh dinner from Bojangles for just $5.99 sounds like a New Year's resolution, which means it won't last long. So hurry in and get more flavor this year at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. No hidden fees and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford.
Quite often, animals show us how to be our best selves. They make us laugh when we've had a hard day, smile when it's raining, and cuddle when we just need a companion. Sometimes pet owners need a little help with their care, and that's why Clemson Paw Partners was created, offering low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccinations for dogs and cats in the upstate. All staff except vets and techs are 100% unpaid volunteers with big hearts for helping animals in our community. Donate and learn more today at ClemsonPawPartners.org.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni-owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Are you in need of a moving service? Are you in need of a junk removal service? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving has you covered. Looking for help loading or unloading a truck, items moved around in your home or office, or complete moving service? Give us a call. We also offer complete packing service. Looking to start spring cleaning early? College Hunks can help you there too. From one piece to an entire house with a 4.9 Google rating, you can't go wrong. Give us a call at 864-772-9242. Or go to College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving online.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5,
We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
To the road rage, we are back. You know, Rona, one of the big stories today in the sports world was Ivan Provorov of the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm not sure I want to broach this subject though, but it's an immense story. The story was that the Philadelphia Flyers have a Pride Day celebration once a year. And it was the Pride Day celebration. They put, you know, they color the ice with the Pride colors, and everyone in pregame wears a Pride jersey. Well, Provorov refused to wear the Pride jersey, and he refused to wear it because he's Russian Orthodox, and it's against his religion. And that apparently caused a major uproar. Half of social media wanted, off with Provorov's head because he doesn't agree, or his religion doesn't allow him to don the Pride jersey. You know, one person I saw write, and there's a lot of this, wrote that, essentially, the NHL should be shut down, and something needs to be done about him before the next game. You know, here's the thing. The NHL and the Flyers organization have done everything they can annually to be supportive of the Pride cause, including massive philanthropic donations, etc., because they have one guy whose religion doesn't allow him, in his mind, to participate. I don't see how that has anything to do with the NHL nor the Flyers organization. It has to do with one individual, and I don't know anything about the Russian Orthodox religion. I can imagine, and if that is his religion, then who are we to say he doesn't have that same freedom? You know, this is where freedom, the path of various freedoms cross. And I saw somebody write in response, well, the NHL must never talk about diversity again unless they exclude the one person I disagree with. Right. See, in other words, you now want someone else excluded because of their religious beliefs. And I guess the question is, when and where does that stop? I don't know what the answer to that is. But I think that when someone has a heartfelt religious conviction, maybe because of the extreme nature of their religion, and that's who and what they are as a person, maybe that's too late to change that. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have an answer other than I think that when a league and an organization are trying to be as supportive as they can, I don't think you take one guy and then use him as a hammer, suggesting the league or the organization has done something wrong. And there was too much of that. So I don't know what's going to become of it. I would think nothing. I would think that this is where rights cross, and there's nothing that can be done about it. And perhaps nothing that should be. You know, I don't know how you can place values on everyone, especially when it has to do with religious conviction. Now, I think some of these wars have already been fought in court involving particular restaurant chains as well. So I don't know. I don't know where it goes. I just know it was a massive story of some sort, because it was, I think it was being made into something more than it is. You're talking about one individual. I don't know how many other Russian Orthodox hockey players there are. I don't know. And again, unless you know the exact nature of that religion, I don't even know how you can comment intelligently on this. You know what I mean? If you don't know the exact nature of the Russian Orthodox religion, how can you offer any intelligent commentary on this? And I openly admit I do not, and nor do I intend to study it today. You know, it's not going to be my list of things to do today. Ramona, you've gone speechless or something.
No, I'm just listening to you.
Well, I mean, thoughts? Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, in this country, you have the right to feel either way you feel. Well, and just because he feels different doesn't mean.
Well, I don't think you can punish him for his religious conviction.
No, you can't. And he has a right to have those convictions.
Right, and I don't.
He's over in a free country.
Right, I don't think you can hold it against the Flyers, who have been openly and completely supportive of every Pride issue.
That's true, and, too. They have a night.
Right, and the National Hockey League, who supports it as well. I don't see how you hold them accountable for what one individual.
I guess they want. So what it is they want this player like fired.
They do.
Or something.
Yeah. Yes. Like that was the outrage call today. It was that Provorov has to go.
Well, you wouldn't want it the other way around. What I mean, if there was a player that.
You wouldn't want him getting fired for. Yeah, look, I don't see how you're going to do anything about an individual's religious conviction.
No,
especially
you can't.
When we.
He has a right to feel
right.
However he feels.
We don't know anything about.
Just like they have a right to have the night.
I just don't see.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah, I just don't see. I think these are various rights crossing paths, and I don't think you can have one without the other. I think he has a right to his religious conviction. If that's what his faith suggests to him, then I don't see how you can separate the man from his faith and or penalize him for his faith, whether you agree with him or not. Whether you agree with agree with the tenets of his faith or not, whether you agree with that conviction and that moral certainty about his faith or not, I don't see how you're going to penalize him in any way, shape, or form. Because if you start penalizing people for their religious conviction, now I think you have a whole nother set of problems. So I don't think the NHL is going to do a darn thing about this. I don't think they can. And nor do I think they should. I don't see how it's possible. I know I have people who want to talk about this, and I'm just not sure I want to. I probably should never have brought it up to begin with. I don't want to open this subject up, because I just have concerns about where it will go, and yet I did open it up. But more as just an acknowledgement of this thing exploded all over the media today. And I think you had a lot of people really trying to do good things with the Flyers organization and the NHL. And I don't think any of them should be held accountable for one individual who the tenets of his faith doesn't allow him to do on that jersey. I just, it's the way it is. You're just going to have to accept that and move on and be adult about it. And again, not everybody in the world has to agree with your position. That's just the way it is. No matter what your position is, whatever your situation is, not everyone in the world has to agree. They don't. And the fact that we can't be maybe even more tolerant on that front, you know, understand that, okay, this guy's not attacking anybody. He's not saying you can't do this, you shouldn't do this.
No, he's not right. saying he's I just, don't want he, right. anybody right. to he's wear the jersey.
He's not against his teammates. He's speaking for himself based on the conviction and the tenets of his Russian Orthodox faith. And again, I have no idea what that Russian Orthodox faith involves. All right. I want to get to some college football discussion. By the way, Georgia wide receiver A.D. Mitchell, actually a couple wide receivers for Georgia have entered the transfer portal. Blaylock, who was supposed to be a star, blew up his knee originally and has just never amounted to what he was supposed to be. He's transferring. And A.D. Mitchell, who also has been injured, A.D. Mitchell missed most of the season and then came back at playoff time. In the last 2 years, I believe he has a touchdown in every playoff game. I believe for 2 years. I believe that A.D. Mitchell has a touchdown reception in every Georgia playoff game over 2 years. And he certainly had touchdown receptions in each of the games this year. But I believe it's all four games the last 2 years. So A.D. Mitchell has been a very productive postseason player, even though, you know, again, he didn't get back until the very end of the season. But Georgia fans are not happy that A.D. Mitchell is leaving. They're saying all the right things about him. Most of them are wishing him well, and most of them are appreciative that they won two national titles and that he helped. But the belief is that he's headed to Texas, where his roots and his ties are. And again, we don't know what other factors enter into this. We don't know whether, and I'm not accusing Texas of anything, but I'm just saying in generically, we don't know about tampering. We don't know about any of this. Is somebody offering more money there? I have no way of knowing that. But I think that, I think A.D. Mitchell is certainly a talented receiver when whole. Now, remember this, Georgia's added transfer pool talent. They added Dominic Lovett, who was third in the SEC in receiving yards, who was a star for Missouri this year. Lovett had like 850 or 60 receiving yards. And they added Ra-Ra Thomas from Mississippi State, who was a sophomore this year, who is a bigger bodied receiver, sort of a catch point guy, but with enough athleticism to get some separation. And Thomas had over 600 receiving yards this year and was certainly a red zone threat. I think he had multiple games with more than one touchdown. So Georgia's receiving core on paper next year will include, even with the absence of A.D. Mitchell, even with him being gone, and we're going to get into this discussion of college football for the upcoming season today. They'll have Arian Smith, who's maybe the fastest receiver in the country, who hasn't been fully healthy. He got back late in the year. But, you know, he's a 10-200-meter guy. He's certainly one of the fastest players in college football. So they'll have Arian Smith as a field stretcher. They'll still have McConkie. They'll add Dominic Lovett, who is going to be, I think, terrific for Georgia. And they're going to add Ra-Ra Thomas, and I think he'll be really good for Georgia. So, honestly, when you look at Georgia's receiving core next year, this group stands to be significantly better than they were this year. This year was largely a tight end running back passing game. This coming season, you'll still have those options, but you're also going to have a much more versatile and, I think, deep and proven wide receiving core, even with the absence of A.D. Mitchell. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts.
Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
When you hear Diamonds Direct, it's not just a catchy name designed to give the illusion of value. Our name is who we really are. Diamonds Direct was started by diamond cutters a quarter of a century ago. At our very core is a commitment to cut out the middleman and deliver extreme value in exquisite diamonds. Today, that's more true than ever. With our direct access to diamonds straight from the mines. Diamonds that we then cut and polish. Exquisite diamonds up to 15 and 20 carats in all shapes and sizes. It's an advantage other jewelers only dream of. By overseeing the entire process, we know for a fact Diamonds Direct is truly direct. So this year, as value becomes more important than ever, rest assured that Diamonds Direct's unique status in the world diamond market guarantees you the best no-middleman direct importer price, period. And even with this extreme value promise, at Diamonds Direct you still get an unbeatable selection, transparent education, a luxurious shopping experience, superior customer service, no compromises. It's not having a cool name or clever advertising, it's the truth. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
I used to have a couple misconceptions about weight loss. The first one was that it was about some small change, either working out more or differently or eating better, and if you just do that one thing, that it leads to the results. The second thing I used to think about weight loss is that when you lose the weight, you're just predestined to put it all back on. That's what happens to most people. Well, most people haven't tried PhD weight loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have given you the tools to be able not just to get the weight off, but to keep it off. Because it's not about changing one or two things in your life. It's about a holistic approach to food. It can add years onto your life. It can make you have more energy more of the time. It really does create a better living experience for you if you just trust the team at PhD Weight Loss to craft a plan specifically for you. If you deal with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, or you've got issues related to weight loss and you've tried other things and failed, let me give you some great advice for the new year. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You'll be glad you did. For more information, go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111, 301-1111.
Wow, 2022 flew by, but I am sure you're ready for 2023. My favorite way to start the new year is to make my home feel like new with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Only Zero Res uses advanced patented process with ZR water for superior long-lasting clean. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Plus, mention me, Mickey Plowler, at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Cloudy days.
Tim Tula Road Rage. You know, Ron, I wrote this on Twitter earlier, and now I have people asking me, saying they don't know what I'm talking about. Can I fill them in? Well, you know, young climate-related issue spokesperson Greta Thunberg, who has been at the forefront of the issue of climate change.
Yeah, global warming.
Yes, all of that.
Right.
She was carried off by police the other day in a protest that was viewed, and many of the news networks carried the story. Bad news is that, unfortunately for Greta and for all the news networks that carried the story, she was seen on film orchestrating the whole thing in advance with a bunch of, phony police and orchestrated the entire thing. So I wrote, well, whatever scant credibility young Greta Thunberg and a complicit media had left, it just sailed in the wind.
Yeah, because the picture of her, she's like really tiny compared to these German police. Yeah. And apparently it was all
fake.
Up.
All set up. The whole thing was...
Your credibility kind of goes in the toilet, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have no credibility left now. You're just a fraud.
Whether she did or not before. You just, apparently she has followers.
You have none now.
Some sort.
You have none now. Even if you were, let's just say you're on the right side of the issue. Okay, even if you're on the right side of the issue.
Oh, yeah, don't help me, Greta.
Right, whatever it is.
Thanks a lot, Greta.
No one cares what you think anymore, Greta.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Greta.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Don't be on my side, Greta.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do for the rest of your life because you apparently had mapped out your entire life to be dedicated to this cause. Right, now no one gives a rat's a what you think anymore, Greta.
Yeah, it's causing question on these other people, see, and that kind of ruins everything.
Well, yeah, it makes you wonder about all of it. I mean, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. I mean, if you actually have to lie and stage and fake things, then who's going to believe anything about what you say?
Because she's at this coal mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, so she could have legitimately been there protesting.
Yeah.
She just wanted to make sure she made more of a splash.
It's just...
she rigged it.
It's just absolutely pathetic, hysterical.
That is.
All right. We have a lot of things to get to.
And they look like stormtroopers.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of things to get to, and you want to get in. It's 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. All right. On the transfer portal, we have some NFL to get to, too. I want to talk about all these insane prop bets you can make, too, in these playoff games. We'll get to all that and give you thoughts on the upcoming playoff games as well in terms of how they'll play out. I'm looking at the 247, 24/7, whatever they call themselves, transfer portal team rankings for 2023. This was last updated today. So today. And want to guess who number one is, Ramona, on the transfer portal, on the 247 transfer portal rankings?
On the rankings?
Yeah. In other words, which team has made best use of the transfer portal?
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that because that wasn't what I thought you meant.
What did you think?
I don't know. I thought you meant best player in the transfer portal.
Well, it's all part of the same thing.
Okay.
It's all part of the same sandwich.
I wouldn't know, but
now I want a sandwich.
Now you want to say, if we had an Arby's down there, you said there's a mile.
Yeah,
it's a mile.
And you know what else I've been seeing recently? I've been seeing this. What is it? Goldilocks? Is it Goldilocks? What is it? The deli? Is it Goldilocks Deli?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, I follow them on Twitter. They have Rubens and everything else. They look great.
Yeah.
And I was looking at their stuff last night. Yeah. So now I'm thinking about that. All right. In any case, guess. Give me a team.
I don't know.
Who benefited from it a lot this year?
Who benefited from the transfer portal?
Yep.
Texas A&M didn't benefit, but they got a lot of people. Didn't they get a lot of people in the transfer
portal? They lost a lot of people in the transfer portal.
To the transfer portal.
To the transfer portal. Okay. Exiting stage left.
All right. I don't know. Tennessee?
You know, Tennessee's probably on here somewhere.
I don't know. Why don't you, why don't you tell me?
Where is Tennessee? And Tennessee is 30th. Tennessee is 30th. One is Florida State.
Ah, Florida State used the transfer portal.
Well, they hammered the transfer portal last year.
How about that?
It really helped them to a nine-win season.
Did.
Made them much more dangerous. That's why so many people are projecting Florida State as a playoff team this year, because they have Travis coming back. They have so many pieces coming back. Now, they lost a few pieces to the transfer portal, too. It wasn't just a one-way turnstile. There were turnstiles running both ways. But Florida State landed nine players in the transfer portal, and seven of them are four-star players, according to 247. So seven of the nine four-star players. So they really hit that transfer portal, and that's why so many people are high on them for next year, and rightfully so. I mean, a nine-win team played great the second half of the season, and now add a bunch more talented players at areas there where, you know, they were still trying to catch up a little bit. They have to be considered a very serious contender in the ACC next year. Whether you like them, don't like them, rival of Clemson, obviously, been downtrodden for a long period of time. But when you look at the type of players that they're adding and the job that Norvell is doing, that's why you see, you know, so many of these. And again, they're adding a lot of quality pieces to a team that's already a good football team. The rest of these rankings, and we're going to tie this stuff in together in a little bit, but Florida State is one, according to 247, with nine commits and seven four-stars. Auburn, the Fighting Hugh Freezes. This is not a surprise at all. Hugh Freeze comes in, doesn't really like the looks of Auburn's talent, hammers the transfer portal. 13 commits, eight four-stars, three two-stars. I have no idea exactly how 247 compiles this. Clearly, they have a point system for these four stars that they're utilizing, because Auburn has four more commits and one more four-star and one more three-star than does Florida State, which would make you think Auburn would be first in these rankings, but they have a point system, and in the point system, Florida State is at 74.18 and Auburn is at 72.26. Let me just click this arrow and see what happens here. Nothing of consequence. Okay, so how do I get out of that? Okay, that's how. All right, so Florida State is one in the transfer portal hall. Auburn is two, according to 247. Three is not hard to understand. Three is the fighting Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is. They have 23 transfer portal additions in Colorado. You know, when Deion got there, he held that meeting with the team, and he basically told them, "You guys all suck, and you won't be here long because I'm going to replace you with a bunch of players from the transfer portal." He basically said that. He said that at that meeting.
Yeah.
He said, "You know, you guys all suck. Your parents know you suck. Your parents know you suck, and I'm going to do everything I can to replace you." And then they said back,
"How do we know you don't suck as a coach?"
Well, no, they didn't say anything back because they're not there anymore. He basically followed through on what he said he was going to do, because they have 23 commits in the transfer portal. Next is Southern California. Not surprising. Again, Lincoln Riley, brother of Garrett. This is the other interesting element. Lincoln Riley, brother of Garrett, hammered the transfer portal again. 11 commits, six four-stars, four three-stars. Again, Lincoln Riley hammering the transfer portal. I think that's one of the interesting elements of this. I mean, the Riley family clearly believes that in the transfer portal as a means to better yourself. If Garrett Riley finds a couple of receivers he covets, will Dabo Swinney go along with that or not? I asked this question the day we heard about Lincoln Riley, or about Garrett Riley, rather. I asked this question that day. I don't know. Be interesting to watch whether the roster as it sits is just the roster, and that's the receiving core that Riley's going to have to deal with, or whether some adjustments could be made. I don't know. But look, he knew what he was coming to. And I think part of it was, you know, he recruited Cade Klubnik at TCU. So we'll see. LSU, again, Brian Kelly hammering the transfer portal, just like he did last year. Brian Kelly hammered the transfer portal last year, but he got a lot of elite players. Brian Kelly sort of cherry-picked the transfer portal and acquired a lot of top-flight guys. Let me see who he's got here. Cornerback is one position he needed some help in. You have a few guys who left LSU as well, went to other places. They got J.K. Johnson from Ohio State to LSU. That's the second time they've tapped a Buckeye cornerback. So there's that. Jordan Jefferson, a quality defensive lineman, went from West Virginia to LSU. Brian Kelly knows what he's doing. And you know, we're going to talk about LSU too, because LSU is going to be a big time riser next year. Big time riser. I think LSU was on the fringe of playoff contention this year. I think they will be completely in the mix next year. And they had some guys leave too. Boy, this, looking at this transfer portal information, it's convoluted even on 247. I mean, they have the teams that you were at before, like in light gray print, and then the teams you transferred to is in colored print. I don't think that's particularly helpful. And they seem to have it. They have it organized by dates, and the dilemma with that is it's sort of hard to keep track here of who's coming and who's going. I would rather not see it by dates. I don't think the dates are particularly relevant. I'd rather see it organized by additions, subtractions, that kind of thing. Two columns, that's it. That's all we need. That's all we need, 247. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. No one does donuts like the Reese family. They've been doing donuts the right way since the 60s. Get to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. I promise you will thank me later. The donuts are outstanding. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut humanity has ever conceived of. They're also the home of the Oreo Cookie Donut and all those derivatives. They have cake donuts. They have yeast donuts. They do it all. They have it all. They always have special seasonal donuts as well. So get to Krispy Kreme, and I promise you will thank me later. And as the weather has turned cold, most of the time, some of the time, they have all of your cold weather drinks that the extravagant coffee house has, but at real human being prices. And should the weather turn warm, they have all of your warm weather drinks, so they have you covered. And if it comes to, do you have something you want to add? Looks like you have something you want to add.
The cookie butter donuts.
Oh, tell me.
You got an iced cookie butter, and you got filled cream cookie butter, and you got a cheesecake cookie butter. I mean, they look great
with cheesecake and cookie butter.
I know,
just
but cookie butter
me
just
that.
Sounds great.
It's the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg. Go see him. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough, and it's important to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation that you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
March 11th is the day. It's Race for the Green. We do this every spring, kind of kickstart the whole sesquicentennial celebration. It is our 150th birthday right here in Seneca. You need to sign up. RunSignUp.com. I'd like to thank our partners, Upstate Medical Associates, Santee Cooper, 313 Cafe. That's where we do the prepackaged pickup on Fridays. And also Julian David. He's doing the best dressed, and you never know. Julian Davis, sometimes from the Allstate Agency, gives away cash prizes, so you never know what he may give away. Bradley's Jewelers, your hometown jeweler, is giving away a beautiful emerald necklace. We always have that great swag for the racers, beach towels, truckers' hats this year, race shirt, a medal just for completing the 5K or half marathon, and even the fun run for 12 and under. Check out our website for all this information at www.seneca.sc.us or Seneca Facebook page, Seneca SC Events. It's Race for the Green, March 11th. Come on, sign up today.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
The Pendleton Tire Company wants you to have a tire as strong as you are. The Michelin Defender LTX is ready for the tough jobs and the long hauls. It holds up to tough conditions and will keep you rolling strong with confidence. Give Zach or Joey a call at 864-646-3694. Michelin Tires and the Pendleton Tire Company, a winning combination since 1973. PendletonTire.com.
A Clemson original.